This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A senior U.S. official says that President Donald Trump on Monday ordered the expulsion of 60 Russians from the United States and closed the Russian consulate in Seattle over a nerve agent attack earlier this month in Britain. Isha Sarai has more.
The order includes 12 Russian intelligence officers from Russia's mission to the United Nations headquarters in New York and reflects concerns that Russian intelligence activities have been increasingly aggressive. The official said the expulsion will mean that the Russian intelligence capabilities will be significantly minimized and will be a step to making the Russian government accountable. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
In addition, Ukraine will expel 13 Russian diplomats in response to the poisoning of a former Russian spy in England. The Netherlands has said it will also expel 2 diplomats, while Germany says it will expel 4. In total, 14 EU members will expel Russian diplomats over the poisoning of their ex-Russian spy. Interfax news agency in Russia quoted a member of the upper house of the Russian parliament saying that Moscow states it will expel at least 60 staff from U.S. diplomatic missions in Russia in response to Washington. RIA news agency says Russia's ambassador to Washington states the U.S. is destroying what little is left of relations with Moscow. Catalonia's former president, Carles Puigdemont, was to be brought before a court in Germany Monday for an initial hearing on whether he stays in custody, kicking off an extradition process that could take weeks. Spanish authorities accused Puigdemont of rebelling and misuse of public funds in organizing an unauthorized referendum on independence for Catalonia. This is VOA News. Word that the United States and China are set to begin negotiations on trade have had a positive effect on markets. Ryan Brook reports.
The U.S. and China may already be hashing out their trade issues, and on Monday, global markets breathed a sigh of relief. That's after a Wall Street Journal report that Washington gave Beijing a to-do list last week on how to work out their differences. A U.S. Treasury official also told Reuters the two sides are quietly discussing the trade gap, and Beijing said it's willing to hold formal talks. All of that seemed to ease investor anxiety that the two sides were sliding into a trade war. U.S. stock futures were higher on Monday, pulling global trade upward after a gloomy day in Asia.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. With the fire alarm silent and staff reportedly nowhere to be seen, a fire at a shopping mall packed with children and their parents on the first weekend of the school recess resulted in fatalities in eastern Russia.
As of today, we have to state that, unfortunately, as a result of this incident, 64 people died. We've started recovering the bodies for their further identification.
Six of the bodies have yet to be recovered, and authorities did not state how many of the victims were children. Malaysia's government proposed new legislation on Monday to outlaw fake news. Jeff Custer has that story.
The anti-fake news bill, which must be approved by Parliament, calls for penalizing those who create, offer, circulate, print, or publish fake news with a 10-year jail term, a fine of up to $128,000, or both. Government officials have said the law is needed to protect public harmony and national security. Critics say it is a bid to crack down on dissent ahead of a general election. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israeli police questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday as part of an investigation into a corruption case involving the country's telecom giant. Penny Dixon has more.
Israeli police have already recommended indicting Netanyahu for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in 2 separate cases. Netanyahu is suspected of accepting lavish gifts from billionaire friends and promising to promote legislation to help a major Israeli newspaper against its free rival in exchange for favorable coverage. Israel's attorney general is now reviewing the police recommendations, a process that could take months, and will decide whether to indict Netanyahu on the charges. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Egypt's interior ministry says that it has killed 6 militants believed to be involved in a weekend bombing in the coastal city of Alexandria that killed 2 policemen. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. All the